好，我们读中文的，一起来开始哈。以弗所书第一章15节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
17节，
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
Verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation, so that you may know him better.
18节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verses 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people.
19节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Okay, 19, and his incomparably great power for us who believe, that power is the same as the mighty strength.
20节，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Verses 20, he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
21节，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Verses 21, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
22节和23节一起来读哈，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Verses 22 to 23, and God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body.The fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads to pray.
天上的父，我们谢谢你，你把天上各样属灵的福气都一并的在基督里赐给了我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you because you have given us all a heavenly blessing in Jesus, through Jesus Christ.
在基督里，你重生了我们，给了我们一个全新的生命。
In Jesus, you have we have been reborn and regained a new life.
在基督里，我们有新的人生的方向和永生的盼望。
In Jesus Christ, we have a new direction for our life and a new path and a new hope.
更接着你的使徒，借着圣经的启示，让我们明白这一切丰盛恩典背后的意义是什么。
And through the apostle and revelation, we can understand what.The real meaning behind all these blessings.
让我们承认我们是需要你的帮助的。
So that we can recognize that we need your help.
在明白你的恩典，更深更多的体会你的恩典的过程当中，我们需要圣灵的帮助。
And we needed the help of the Holy Spirit while we try to understand further and deeper of your blessings.
求那赐智慧和启示的灵多多的赏给我们。
So we pray that you will give us more of this Holy Spirit to reveal us more about the truth.
让我们今天就能更多的认识你。
So today we can know you better.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在2020年啊，美国出了一部电影叫《父亲》。
In 2020, a movie was released. It called The Father.
描述了一个女儿照顾一个得这个阿默兹海默症的一个老父亲的故事。
It's a story about how a daughter took care of her aging father who suffered from Alzheimer.
那一年这个影片蛮引起这个大家的注意的哈，扮演这个父亲的这个角色呢，也最后得了这个奥斯卡最佳的男主角奖。
So that movie got a lot of attention. The main characters who was played by Anthony Hopkins won a Best Actor award from Oscar.
那这个老父亲就是得了这个阿默兹海默症。
The father suffered from Alzheimer disease.
这是老年痴呆中的一种。
It's one of the diseases for who had dementia.
而且现在呢，越来越多的人哈被诊断出这种的疾病。
And more people were diagnosed with Alzheimer.
那这个病的名字呢，是以一个德国的医生为命名的。
The name Alzheimer came from a German doctor.
阿兹海默就是德国的医生，他在1906年第一次描述了这一种病的症状。
In 1906, for the first time, he accurately described the progressive stage of this disease.
因为他有一个得了这种病的病人呢，在他过世之后呢，就把他的身体奉献了，让阿兹海默呢给他做解剖。
So, one of his patients with this disease donate his body for Dr. Alzheimer after he died, so he can do research and study.
那他解剖的时候就发觉，这个得了这种病的人的他的脑神经出了问题。
So when Dr. Alzheimer performed the biopsy, he found out that there is a neural disease in the patient.
在脑神经的细胞连接当中哈，有一些的物质呢，就把它阻断了神经元与神经元之间的连接。
So the nerve cells was blocked by some material.
所以后来很多这个针对这种病症的研究都是在集中在说怎么能够把这种的阻断神经元这些物质把它除掉。
So many studies concentrate on how to remove those material that block the nerve cells.
那他们研究发现哈，这种病大概有这样七个发展的阶段。
So they discovered that there were seven stages of this disease.
第一个阶段是外面看不出来的哈，里面这个神经元出了问题，它被阻断，慢慢神经细胞就会坏死的。
So at the first stage, from outside people could not tell, the nerve cells began to change.
那我们的脑细胞呢，跟别的细胞不一样哈，一旦死了的话是没有办法被替代的。
Our nerve cells are very special because once the nerve cell die, it cannot reproduce or be replaced.
那慢慢的病状就表现出来，开始就是这个。开始记忆力比较差了。
So gradually, the symptoms will be seen. First symptom is you could lose your memory.
慢慢人就开始健忘了。
So you can become like a dementia, easily to forget things.
那大概到这第三阶段，开始周围的人开始有感觉了哈，这个人跟以前不一样。
So at the third stage, people around that patient can see this person has changed.
那轻度早期的这种阿兹海默这个病患呢，就是。开始有的时候出门呢就找不到路了哈，有时候会这个找不到回家的路哈，就会在大街上乱走。
So one symptom of this stage that when the patient get out the house, oftentimes he couldn't find his way home.
慢慢就越来越严重的时候，他就没有办法自理，必须有人在他身边来帮助他。
So when the disease progressed, his condition deteriorated.And in the end, he couldn't take care of himself. Someone has to be around and take care of this patient.
再继续发展下去，这个人好像整个性格跟以前都不一样了，还容易发怒，或者是长时间的不讲话，陷入一种沉默当中。
So as the disease progressed, this person has totally changed. He's easily to be irritated or annoyed. Sometimes, keep himself in silent for a long time.
到了最严重的第七个阶段，这个人就认不出他身边的任何人啊，他自己好像就生活在一个独立的分开的一个世界，他看人也认不出来，听话也听不明白啊，陷入到一种的黑暗的孤独的世界当中。
So at the seventh stage, the last stage, you know, he couldn't recognize the people around him, even his family and relatives. Seems like he was living in the isolated, in that bubble that he was just by himself, and he couldn't understand what other people were talking about.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？在我们没有认识耶稣基督之前，我们都是第七期的阿兹海默症患者。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know that before we know Jesus Christ, we were all patients of the Alzheimer, you know, the seven stages of Alzheimer.
我们都患了这种属灵的阿兹海默的这种的病。
We all have this spiritual Alzheimer disease.
我们的世界跟上帝的世界和上帝创造当中创造那个美好的世界好像已经没有关系，产生了完全的一种隔绝。
Our world is simply, you know, seems like it's totally separated from God and the beautiful He has created.
我们完全认不出那个创造我们、爱我们、为我们这个死在十字架上的那一位上帝的生命。
And we could recognize the God that also He the world He created for us.
我们这个人很健忘啊，天天领受神的阳光、空气、水、食物的一切的供应，但是我们想不起来，原来是有个天父在供应我们这一切。
It seems like we have the dimension, you know, we receive sunshine, rain, air, fresh air from Him, and food, but we forgot that how those things come from. They are from God.
但感谢主，耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界。
But thanks God, Jesus came in flesh to our world.
他把光，把那个通向光明世界那条路开通了。
So he opened the path for us to get to God.
让我们这些原本生活在黑暗孤独的这个世界当中的人看到了世界的真光，一条出路。
So those of us who have been living in the dark and isolated world started to see the light and the path going to the light.
借着主耶稣基督，我们开始认识了这位真神。
So through Jesus Christ, we begin to know the God, the real God.
对于我们已经相信耶稣基督的人，我们就开始走上一条成圣的道路。
So, for those who already know Jesus Christ, then we are on the path to become holy.
我们越来越记得，越来越想起，在圣灵、圣经的话的工作当中，我们越来越能够认识这位神了。
So, through the Holy Spirit and through the Bible verses we from the God's words, that we can remember who this God is and we know Him better.
这是为什么在以弗所书第一章讲到这里的时候，保罗就开始为我们祷告了。
That's why in Ephesians, when Paul talked about it, he started to pray for us.
他先是为以弗所教会的人祷告。
First of all, he was praying for people in the Ephesian church.
然后借着这一段的经文的记载，也是在对所有的人，包括我们在内的所有的信徒的一种的祷告。
So through this Bible verse, he was also praying for all people who believe in Jesus Christ.
祷告的第一个中心就是让我们真知道神。
So the focus of our prayer is to know real, to know truly the God.
所以今天呢，我们就围绕这个主题哈来看一看。什么叫真认识他，真认识神。
So today, let's take a look, you know, what does it mean to know him, to know him better?
如果不真认识神的意思是什么？是不知道神吗？不认识神吗？
So if you don't know God, what does that mean? You don't know him?
是表示说我们认识的不全面，不完整吗？
Or do we not know him as a whole?
然后我们要看一看保罗为什么把这件事情看得这么重要。在祷告当中第一个提到的就是要让我们去认识他呢。
So then let's take a look why Paul attached great importance to this. Why in his prayer, first thing he wants us to know is to know God better.
然后我们就从这个祷告当中我们看一看哈，从保罗的启示带出的神的启示当中我们怎么来真认识这位神。
So, through his prayer, let's take a look at how, you know, through this revelation, how can we know our God?
所以我们先看第一个问题哈，什么是真知道神？
So the first question is, what is to know God?
保罗写信的对象是谁呢？是信徒哦。
So the Paul was addressing to the believer.
而且是以弗所教会当中的信徒。
And those are believers in Ephesian church.
这些人不是完全不知道神的人吗？
These people are not people are you know ignorant to God.
主后52年保罗就到了以弗所，第一次向这里的人传福音。
52 AD, Paul has already arrived in Ephesus and started to share gospel with these people.
而且第二年保罗就来到这个地方，一待就是三年的时间，在这里传福音，建立教会。
And the second year, Paul visited them again and stayed there for 3 years to build the church and share the gospel.
保罗在写这封信的时候已经是主后的60年，所以七八年的时间已经过去了。
So when Paul was writing this letter, it was 60 years after Jesus Christ. So 6 years has passed.
以弗所的教会被建立起来了。
So the church was built already.
而且这个教会是很被神使用的教会。
And it's a church that has been used by God.
因着以弗所教会的福音的工作，让整个周边的地区，小亚细亚的人都听到了耶稣基督的福音，所以这里的人不是不认识耶稣的人的。
So through this church, the gospel was spread out to the neighboring area. So it means that the people in this church know God. They are not ignorant.
包括以弗所书一开篇的时候，保罗怎么称呼这里的人呢？称他们是圣徒，称他们是在基督里有忠心的人。这些人是知道耶稣的人。
So in the beginning, Paul called these people.You know, holy saints, those people who know God and are loyal to God.
而且十五节的时候，保罗特别讲说，我听到你们是怎么样信从主耶稣，而且亲爱众圣徒的这一批人，所以他们是有信心、有爱心、认识神的人。
And in Bible verses 15, Paul said, "You know, I heard about your faith in the Lord Christ and your love for all the saints."
所以保罗这里所讲的真要让他们真知道神的意思，绝对不是说他们认识神认识假了认识错了。
So when Paul said that to help them to understand, to know God better, it doesn't mean that these people do not know God or they're following a false God.
以弗所的教会是保罗亲自建立起来的。
Church in Ephesus was built by Paul himself.
这里的长老，这里的同工，这里弟兄姐妹的程度保罗是一清二楚的。
Paul knows, you know how good they are, including all the elders and the disciples.
所以保罗很了解他们，他们已经知道了什么，听到了什么，但还有哪些是他们不知道，没有听过的。
And Paul is well aware that how much they know about God and what they did not know.
所以保罗在这里为他们祷告说，赐智慧启示的灵。能够帮助他让他们更知道神的意思，就是说让他们更多的知道。
So here when Paul was praying for them, to send, you know, God can send this Holy Spirit to reveal more, that which Paul means that, you know, they can know God better.
保罗很了解这一批以弗所的信徒，知道他们哪些是头脑中知道，但是呢，还没有真正的知道，还没有真正的从经历上面体会得到，所以保罗在这里祷告说：“你们要真知道他。”
And Paul also understand, you know, some of them know God in their brain, in their knowledge, but not through their real life experience. That's why he prayed that you have to know him, really know him.
这里讲的真知道神的第一层的含义，就是从知识层面的知道，进入到经历当中、生命当中的知道。
So when Paul said that you have to know God better, is that through God, you know, you have to know God from your knowledge to really experience Him.
保罗很强调我们要在认识耶稣基督的知识上不断的长进。
Paul has put a great emphasis that we have to know God better by learning more knowledge.
保罗是很看重圣经的传递和教导的。
Paul put a lot of emphasis on the passage and the sharing of the Bible.
他最后一次见到以弗所教会的长老的时候，他特别讲了一句话，他说我如今把你们交给神和他恩惠的道。
And Paul said to the elders and the disciples in the Ephesians church, and he said to them that now I give you to the Holy Spirit, you know, the word of the God's words.
因为这道能够建立你们。
Because you can be built by the words of God.
所以保罗很强调，他自己也是从神那里领受了很多的属灵的知识，很多的启示，所以他很忠心的把从神那里领受的这些启示都忠心的教导给以弗所的教会和各地的教会。
Because Paul himself has received the words and the revelation from God, so faithfully he also wants to share that with his disciples and fellows in the Ephesian church.
但保罗也很清楚哈，这些属灵的知识如果只存在在头脑当中的话，还对他们的益处不是完全的彰显出来。最大的益处是这种属灵的认识呢，能够转变成他们生命中的经历。
So Paul also understands if their knowledge about God can only be in their mind, they cannot receive the best benefits. So those knowledge has to be turned to personal experience in life.
给大家举个例子。
I want to give you an example.
以色列人出埃及的时候，从一开始神就向他们启示说，我是耶和华。耶和华什么意思？就是我是自由拥有的神。
So in the beginning, the Exodus, God has revealed himself to the Israelite, I am Jehovah, which means that he was the God of the past, of the present, and the God of the future.
但这个名字到底是什么意思？
But what does that mean?
以色列人从一开始就知道啊，他的名字叫耶和华。
In the beginning, the Israelites already know the God's name is Jehovah.
就是我是。
I am.
那我是什么呢？
So what does I am mean?
所以后面神带以色列人出埃及的过程当中，就不断的让以色列人知道这个我是，这个耶和华的名字到底是什么意思。
So through this journey, when they were out of Egypt, God has revealed to the Israelite what it means to be I am.
他们过了红海，走不多远，三天的时间就没有水喝了。
So after they passed the Red Sea, you know, 3 days after, they could not find water.
走到一个地方，终于看到水了，但一喝水是苦的。
When they finally see there was water, the water tasted bitter.
这时候神指示摩西啊，把一棵树丢在水里面，结果水就从苦变甜了。
And then God gave instruction to Moses, you know, he threw a tree branches to the water, and the water turns from bitter to sweet.
所以在那个地方，神的名字就变成耶和华拉法。
So in that place, God's name has turned into a Jehovah Rapha.
拉法的意思就是医治的意思。
And Rapha means a healing.
而且神告诉他们说，如果你们遵守我的吩咐和命令的话，我就不把降给埃及人的那些的疾病和灾祸降在你的身上，因为我是医治你们的神。
And God also told them, if you obey and follow my command, I will never allow the disease and the misfortune that I sent to Egyptians to you, because I am the God who will heal you.
他有能力使苦水变成甜水。
He is capable to turn a bitter water to sweet water.
他也有能力把以色列人当中所得的各样的疾病医治，让他们得以健康。
And he is also capable of healing all the Israelites from all disease.
所以经过那个地方之后，耶和华这个名字就有内容了。耶和华是拉法。
So after passing that place, there is a connotation for the name of God, Jehovah.Has a meaning called Rapha.
又走不多远，就遇到敌人来攻击他们。
So not far away from that place, they were attacked by their enemies.
所以以色列人就要打仗了，跟这个亚玛利人征战了。
So the Israelite was fighting with the Amorite.
结果在这次征战当中，这个以色列人征战的战士呢，在山底下打仗。那山上呢，摩西在那里举手祷告。
So during this battle, you know, the Israelites were fighting below the mountain with the Amorites, And Moses was praying, lifting his hands on the mountaintop.
摩西的手什么时候举起来，底下打仗的以色列人就得胜。
Whenever Moses raised his hand, Israelite gained victory.
什么时候摩西的手下沉累了放下的话，底下的以色列人就会打败。
So when Moses laid down his hand because of tiredness, and then Israelite lost the battle.
就后来两个同工在摩西的左右边扶着他的手，一直举，一直举，直到以色列人把亚玛力人全部打灭。
So there were two people, his co-worker, we can call them, help Moses to raise his hand all the times until Israelites won that war.
经过这一场的征战，哦，耶和华这个名字又增加了它的内容，叫耶和华尼西。
So after that, there is another connotation, a meaning of God, Jehovah was added.
耶和华尼西的意思就是耶和华是我们的得胜，是我们的旌旗，靠着他我们就可以打胜仗。
So Jehovah Nisi means that God is our victory, is our salvation. When we depend on him, we can win the victory.
这是保罗在这里为以弗所的教会，也是为我们的祷告的内容实质在这里。
So this is the prayer that Paul has been praying for his church member in Ephesians, but also pray for us.
属灵的知识很重要。
It's very important to gain the spiritual knowledge.
这是我们属灵成长的一个基础。
It's a foundation for our spiritual growth.
你要先听到说耶和华就是那个自由拥有的神。
First of all, you have to listen to the voice that Jehovah is the God of the past, of the present, and the future.
但是我们不要停留在这里。
But we cannot just stay there.
要让这个神成为耶和华，我们的耶和华拉法。
We have to make a Jehovah become our God, Jehovah Rapha.
当我们遇到属灵的征战的时候，我们要经历，要知道耶和华是尼西，是我们的得胜。
But when we are going through the spiritual battle, we also have to know and experience that Jehovah is Jehovah Nisi. He is our salvation and our God.
真知道神的第二方面的含义是说，不是偶然、偶尔的、一次性的经历，而是天天能够经历到这位神的信实。
So to know God means that it's not only one-time experience, but it's a daily experience.
我们跟神的关系，圣经告诉我们说像夫妻的关系一样。
In the Bible, it revealed to us that our relationship with God is like a couple.
还记得一旦信了耶稣基督，这个订婚戒指就戴上了。
Do you remember, once you received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were committed with a ring?
两个人在谈恋爱的时候，可能一天见一面，隔一天见一面，偶尔见一面。
So when you were dating, you may just see each other once a day or once every other day.
但两个人结婚以后就不一样了，天天住在一起。
But when you get married, it's different. You just live together every day.
这是保罗为他们祷告的内容。怎么叫真知道他呢？就是经常的、天天的经历到神与他们的同在。
So this is the prayer that.Paul has been prayed for people in Ephesian church that they have to experience God daily, on a daily basis.
不是直到说你有需要的时候，有难处的时候，才想到神那里去祷告。
It's not like you only pray to God when you experience difficulties.
你要真知道他的话，你就是不管是顺境逆境神可以使万事相互效力，叫爱神的人跟他祷告的人可以得到那个真正的益处。
So God is the God can work among all environments, all situations to benefit those who believe in him. So you don't just go to God because there is a difficult time. You go to him in every situation.
真知道他的第三方面的含义就是说，在我们不断的经历主的过程当中，我们这个人就被改变了，就越来越像我们的天父了。
Thirdly, when you experience God more, and you will look more like him,with a life from God.
前面保罗告诉我们说，我们在各样的属灵的福气当中，一个很重要的关键就是我们在基督里得了儿子的名分。
Well, in the previous verses, Paul told us, you know, a very important things that when we receive Jesus Christ, we already have the name of his son.
在基督里他重生了我们，然后借着耶稣基督领养我们进到神的家中，我们成了上帝的儿女。
So through Jesus Christ, we were reborn and we were adopted as his son and to become his family member.
神用他独生爱子耶稣基督的宝血救赎了我们，把我们赎回来，就是让我们得到这个儿子的名分和地位。
So God has redeemed us with the blood of Jesus Christ, so then we became adopted as his son.
而且上帝给我们各样的属天的属灵的恩赐恩典给我们，就是让我们作为儿子能够不断的长大成人。
So God has given us all the blessing from heaven and also in the spiritual world, so we can continue to grow and more like his son.
他把他的心意都向我们讲明，向我们启示，让我们能够明白，作为儿子，明白父亲的心意。
So he also has revealed what he was thinking, so that as a son, we can understand what our father is thinking.
天父真的是盼望我们这个做儿女的不断的成长之后，能够体贴上帝的心肠，能够主动的照着上帝的心意去行事为人。
So our Heavenly Father really hope that as we grow spiritually, we can understand him better and then in the end, you know, take the initiative to understand him and follow his command.
所以什么是真知道他？真知道他就是更多的知道他。
So what does it mean to know him means that to know him better.
就是不仅有知识而且有经历。
Not only about knowledge, also about your life experience.
不只是一次性的经历，而是天天能够经历到它。
Not only it's one-time experience, but it's a daily experience.
然后在这个过程当中呢，我们就越来越像他。
And in through this journey, we will become more like him.
当我们生命越来越像主的样式的时候，我们就越多的彰显上帝的荣耀。
When we more look more like him, we will showcase his glory more.
这是保罗为我们的祷告。
This is the prayer from Paul for all of us.
盼望我们也能够加入到这个祷告当中。
He hoped that we can also join him in this prayer.
为我们自己祷告，让我们能够更深、更多的去认识这位神。
To pray for ourselves so we can know God deeper and better.
为什么要真知道他呢？
Why do we have to know him?
注意十五节的第一个词是什么？
Please pay attention to Bible verses 15.
前面三到十四节我们讲的就是一句话哈，从这个保罗心中喷涌而出的一个赞美，一个敬拜的话语。
So the previous Bible verse is like a prayer and a praise sprung from the Paul's heart.
数算了神在基督里给我们的各样的属天的属灵的恩赐。
It counts all the spiritual blessing we have received in Jesus Christ.
到了第十五节一开始说因此。
So starting from verses 15, he said, for this reason,
神把那个生命的种子已经放在我们的心里了。
God has sowed the soul, the seed of the spiritual belief.
那这个种子怎么能够不断的表达出来，长成树，结出果子，新的果子，新的种子能够出来呢？
So how this spiritual seed can grow and even bear fruit?
因此我为你们祷告。
Therefore, for this reason, I pray for you.
祷告让我们能够真知道他。
So he prayed that we can really know God.
我们心里不光有这些祝福的种子。
So in our heart, not only we have the seeds of blessings.
这些种子要长成，要结出果实来。
These seeds will grow to bear fruit.
如果我们要想结出果子来，我们必须把这些的里面存有的那些完整的生命的基因都表达出来。所以保罗为我们祷告，要让我们真知道他。
So, you know, all the gene that stored in the seeds can fertilized and nurtured to become a big tree and bear fruit. That's why Paul prayed for them.
保罗的这段话像一个浓缩的这个维生素片。
Last time I explained to you that Paul's words is like a condensed vitamin.
三节到十四节把很多的属灵的真理都浓缩的放在这里面了。
一句话。
So he condensed all the spiritual words in one tablet.
保罗祷告的意思说，你这个不能只停留在这个药片里面，要它能够进入到人的身体，能够长成，对人的生命有益处哦。所以保罗在为我们祷告，要真知道的。
So Paul said that you know all the goodness should not be contained in this tablet. You should become a part of your body, and then it will grow and benefit you.
神在主耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，预定我们得儿子的名分，然后用他的宝血来救赎我们。这一切的属灵的真理的种子都在里面了。
So, God has, you know, predestined, save us and chosen us to be His sons. So all the blessing already in this tablet.
要想借着我们这个生命，把这些宝贵的属灵的恩赐能够表达丰盛，不光是有生命，而且有丰盛的生命，保罗就为我们祷告，真的是让我们的生命能够成长，能够成熟，能够表达出神丰盛的恩典来。
So Paul prayed for us that we are not only keep all this blessing and spiritual gift in the seed, but we can grow and reveal God's glory through our growing life. That's why he prayed for us.
今年春天的时候，我们在后院栽了一棵树。
So last spring, we planted a tree in our backyard.
是一棵这个玫瑰树哈，是可以结那种玫瑰花的。
So it's a rose.
那买来时的时候就是这个样子哈，已经有很多的叶子在上面。
So when we brought the rose, it looked like this. It's quite, you know, it has already many leaves. Look very flourished.
那种的前几个星期呢，我几乎每天都要去看一看，说这个树到底活了没有。
So in the very first few weeks, I visited the rose quite often. Want to see if the rose can survive.
因为看到的都是以前的叶子哈，看不到新的这个。生命成长的迹象。
Because all the leaves are, you know, already there. When I bought them, I haven't seen a sign of the growth.
那怎么知道它活了呢
？So how can we know the rose actually survived?
终于有一天，我发现了一个小小的新芽长出来了。
You know, one day I finally found a new sprout.
又过了几天啊，这个新芽就继续成长啊，长成小叶子出来。
So a few days later, the sprout became leaves. New leaves were found.
啊，我就很开心，因为知道这个树终于活了。
Then I was so happy because now I was sure the rose can survive.
那在这个过程当中，我就体会天父的心肠。
So through this experience, I can understand the heart of our Father.
我们天上的父，当我们在耶稣基督里重生以后，是不是也是这样，天天的在看着我们呢？
So when we were reborn in Jesus Christ, it's the same thing that our Heavenly Father was watching us from heaven daily.
神已经把耶稣基督的生命一次性的借着我们的相信赐给我们了，在我们的心里面。
So God has given us a new life through Jesus Christ when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior.
那这个人真的重生了吗
？Is this person really reborn?
真的有新生命了吗？
Is there a new life in that person?
里面这个生命的种子真的生根发芽要成长了吗
？Is this a new life? You know, the seed in that person really take root and can start to have a new sprout?
这是保罗在这里祷告的原因。
That's why Paul was praying.
是你们都听到我讲的这些的真理，你们都知道了。
Paul said, "Yes, you already heard what I said. All the spiritual truths you already know."
但你们真知道吗
？But do you really know that?
如果真知道的话，就一定会成长的。
If you really know that, you will grow in Him.
真知道的话，你对神的认识一定会更深入、更多的，每一天都是不一样的。
So if you really know Him, you know you will know our God better and further. Every day will be different.
天上的父盼望看到我们生命的成长成熟。
Our Heavenly Father hopes to see our spiritual and life grow.
这是为什么保罗要切切地为我们祷告，让我们能够真知道他的原因。
That's why Paul prayed earnestly for us that we can know him better.
啊，接下来我们就看了，那怎么才能够真知道神？
So we have to take a look at how can we really know him better.
首先我们要知道哈，神是非常愿意我们能够更多更深的去认识他的。
First of all, we have to know that God really wants us to know him better.
当人最开始一犯罪的时候，上帝就主动出来呼喊，亚当你在哪里？
Because when our ancestor committed sins, you know, God was calling, where are you, Adam?
当亚当犯罪以后，人与神之间那个墙被建立，因为人的罪被隔绝的时候，一开始上帝是主动来拆墙的。
So whenSinned against God, there was a wall between God and human beings, and God took the initiative to tear down the wall.
他不希望人因着犯罪远离神，而且越来越远离神。
God didn't want to see human being that was drifting further away because they sinned against him.
所以他主动的来呼唤人，主动的对人讲话，用各样的方式来提醒人要回头，要回头。
So he took the initiative to speak to humans and then tear down the wall. So he wanted them to turn back.
历史历代神不断地差派人替他来讲话，替他来呼唤人回转来归向他。
So in many generations, God sent his prophet to speak to human beings and ask them to turn back.
这是希伯来书告诉我们的，说神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, in the past God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
最终上帝是借着他的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世上，来向人来彰显他是怎样一位神。
But in the end, it's through the last day he has spoken to us through and by his son.
从来没有人见过神，只有神父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
So nobody has ever seen God, only through Jesus that God's image was revealed.
神借着耶稣基督的降生，借着耶稣基督三年半在地上的做事，更重要的是借着他在十字架上为我们流血舍命的这种的救赎，来呼唤我们来认识他。
So through the birth of Jesus Christ, through the 3 years of preaching, but most importantly, through the crucifixion and of Jesus Christ on the cross, that God has called us to repent and turn away from our sin.
死在十字架上，主耶稣基督三天以后从死里复活，用大名大能显明他就是神的儿子。
So after 3 days, Jesus rose again after he was crucified. So through this great power, he has revealed that he is the Son of God.
就是从神那边，他一直的是主动的来呼唤我们，寻找我们，把我们能够带回到他的面前。
So from God's point of view, he was always the one who take the initiative to look for us, to call us to repent and bring back.You know, bring us back to his home.
他愿意我们认识他，而且愿意我们更多的认识他。
He is willing to let us know him and let us to know him better.
所以这是一个大前提哈。那接下来我们怎么能够认识神？第一个，保罗的祷告说，赐智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
So that's the precondition I was mentioned that God wants us to know him more. Then Paul prayed that.We can know him more by revelation.
这个使我们能够真知道神的这个灵被称为智慧和启示的灵。
So the spirit was called the spirit of wisdom and the revelation.
那在这个里面呢，智慧和启示是一个同等的用语。
So in this world that wisdom and the revelation are in one.
什么是智慧呢？
What is wisdom?
是神。启示出来的那个意思，用神的眼光去看待世人世事的那个眼光，那叫神的智慧。
So the wisdom here means it's a revelation of God's word to human being.
那什么是启示呢？
What is a revelation?
启示就是神把那个盖揭开啊，原先这个锅盖着啊，不知道里面装的是什么， 一旦把这个盖打开，我们就看清楚了，就明白了啊，这是启示。
Revelation means that God took the top of the pot and reveal us what's inside. Once we see what's inside and we understand it, and that's the revelation.
在以弗所书里面用另外一个词就是奥秘来讲这个神的智慧和启示。
So in Ephesian, Paul used another word, mystery, to tell the wisdom and the revelation of God.
什么是神的智慧启示？如果神不讲明，神不借着先知，借着他的儿子向我们解释的话，我们就不能够明白的道理。
So the mystery means that if God didn't reveal us, we could not understand.
但是神很愿意向我们显明，他希望人能够朝着这个方向来照着他的心意去祷告去求，神就把那个启示给了我们。
But God truly wants us to know. He's willing to let us know His wisdom and revelation if we can pray and follow His command.
所以当彼得认出耶稣是基督的时候，这一段里面在福音书里面，耶稣先是问说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的只是你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
So when Peter could recognize Jesus as the Son of God in this Bible verse, but what about you? He asked, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven."
主耶稣基督借着他讲话，让人能够认出他就是基督。
Through the word of Jesus Christ, that he can be recognized as the Messiah.
耶稣基督借着平静风浪，让人认出他是耶稣基督。
By calming the sea, he was recognized as the Messiah.
今天早晨我们读到耶稣医治那个大麻风，借着这件事情让人知道他是基督。
So by healing the lepers, he also was recognized as he was Messiah.
从利未记告诉人怎么检验这个大麻风得医治，到耶稣基督来，从来没有一个以色列人当中的得大麻风的人得医治的。
So through the Levite, God revealed what the leper was and how it should be treated. But in Israelites' history, no one was really healed.
但利未记的经文早在耶稣基督来之前1400-1500年就放在那里。
But you know, the Levi was written more than 1,500 years before Jesus was born.
一直等候等候等候到1400-1500年之后，终于有一个大麻风的病人得医治了。
But after 1,500 years later, after Levi was written,Finally, a leper patient was healed.
这就是基督来的记号，让人能够认出来，哦，原来耶稣就是基督哦。
So it's a mark, it's a marking, to reveal that Jesus Christ was the Messiah.
但是你知道吗？
Do you know?
耶稣讲了话，行了神迹，平静风浪，医治大麻风，最后人能够认出他是基督，还要经过天父的启示，只是彼得才能够知道。
But you know, by calming the sea, by healing the lepers, and by all the words he has said, in the end, we still need the revelation from the Heavenly Father so that Peter can recognize Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
所以怎么能够真认识神，必须要借着神的启示。
So how can we know God? We have to know God through the revelation.
必须借着神讲出的话语。
We have to know him better through the words of God.
所以这个圣经太重要了。
So the Bible is very important.
明白圣经。
We have to understand the Bible.
读懂圣经。
To read the Bible.
在这个过程当中，祈求赐智慧启示的那个圣灵来开启我们，让我们能够更多的明白圣经。
So through this process, we pray that God can reveal us that we can understand the Bible better.
这是我们认识神，真认识神，更多认识神的一个非常重要的途径。
So this is the very important path that we can really know him and know him better.
第二个大家注意哈，这是灵里的知道。
Secondly, we have to know him in spirit.
不只是理性中的知道。
It's not just knowing by your brain.
是智慧启示的圣灵进来，帮助我们的灵，在灵里面认识主。
So, through the Holy Spirit that we can know him in spirit.
他们已经有圣灵了哈，因为前面一段已经讲了哈，这个当他们信福音的时候，圣灵就已经进来做了印记了。
So these people already received this Holy Spirit. It was mentioned in the Bible verse. You know, when they received Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit already started to work among them.
这里所祷告的把是智慧启示的灵加给他们，是说他们已经有的里面的那个圣灵呢，他要能够听从，要培养跟这个圣灵的关系，能够听清楚这个圣灵的启示和智慧，顺着圣灵的想法去想。这是这里祷告的那个重要的内容。
Here in Messiah, even though they already have the Holy Spirit in their heart, Paul was praying that they can listen and follow the words of the Holy Spirit, so their life can grow based on the Holy Spirit's revelation.
不光是在信主的那一刻领受了圣灵，你还要花时间去亲近神，借着圣灵的工作。亲近圣灵，来倾听圣灵的声音。
So not only you can receive the Holy Spirit when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, but you have to spend time to know Holy Spirit and then to listen to the Holy Spirit.
而且要体会圣灵的这个讲话的方式，体会圣灵的心意，而且照着圣灵的引导去行。
And you also have to spend time to comprehend how the Holy Spirit speaks to you.And follow the revelation of the Holy Spirit and take action.
所以这个灵里的知道是不没有办法用其他的方式所替代的哈，这是唯一我们能够真知道神的方式。
So it cannot be replaced. You know, you have to know Him in the Spirit.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有知道神的事。我们所领受的。并不是世上的灵，乃是从神而来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us.
不是叫我们知道所有的事，是叫我们能知道神开恩给我们的事。
It doesn't mean that we can know everything, but it's you know the things that God freely given us.
什么是神开恩给我们的事呢？就是神已经讲明讲出来的圣经里的这些的事。
So what does that mean? It means that the things that God has already spoken in the Bible.
神已经开恩把这一部分的事赐给我们，向我们讲明显明了，那我们要借着赐智慧启示的灵的帮助，能够明白神开恩要赐给我们的事。
So God has already given us those words, so we have to receive through the Holy Spirit who can reveal us wisdom and revelation to understand them better.
并且我们所讲说的这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual reality with the Spirit-taught word.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but consider them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心，去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心的。
The person with the Spirit makes a judgment about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgment. For whom has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
真正认识神，真正知道神，是灵里的知道。
To know him better is to know him in spirit.
给大家举个例子。
I will give you an example.
最近我们在读出埃及记。
We have been studying Exodus.
特别是在以色列人出埃及的过程当中，常常出现的一个主题就是他们向上帝发怨言。
So, we have seen that repeatedly. Those Israelites complain to God.
那这段经文呢，我已经读了好多遍。
I have read those Bible verses many times.
我还记得在我刚出来读神学的时候，有参加过一次这个传道人的退休会。
I remember when I was a student, in a seminary, I joined a retreat.
印象很深，那个传道人退休会的讲员，第一篇信息就讲这个，不要发怨言。
I still remember, the lecturers mentioned, you know, you should not complain to God.
就讲你说你看看这些以色列人，本来神已经把福气都预备好，要带他们进流奶与蜜的迦南美地，但就是因为他们一路的发怨言。最后把这个福气都丢掉了。
So you can see that God has already prepared a promised land with the milk and honey because those people continue to complain. They finally lost the blessing that God has prepared for them.
六十万人出了这个埃及，过了红海，成年人啊，打仗的还不算孩子和妇女。六十万人当中，最后只有两个人，最后才进入到迦南美地。
So among the 600,000 people, only two entered the promised land.
其他的人都倒闭旷野，死在旷野。
The majority of them die in the desert.
就是因为他们一次再次，十次向上帝发怨言，试探神。
Because you know, again and again, they complained and tested God for 10 times.
就那个传道人。跟我们分享，他说他这个服侍主几十年的经历，最后让他很清楚地意识到，而且自己立志说，千万不要发怨言。
So the pastor who shared that message said, you know, through his service and also through his own life experience, he learned that don't complain to God.
所以这次我再读这段经文的时候，我说这个功课我已经学会了，我也常常地提醒自己不要发怨言。
So this time when I read the Exodus, I said to myself, I already learned a lesson. I also remind myself constantly, don't complain to God.
我觉得我在不讲怨言这件事情已经好像毕业了。
I thought that I already graduated from this academy, you know, stop complaining to God.
直到今天早晨跟师母分享这件事情，师母就提醒我说，你常常在我面前发怨言。
So this morning when I shared this with my wife, she reminded me that you always complain in front of me.
哦，突然恍然大悟，我自己以为这件事情已经毕业了哈，但常常不小心的时候还会冒出这个苗头。
So I suddenly realized I was enlightened that I thought I had already graduated, but in fact, you know, I complained from time to time without even knowing it.
但是这一次我在读这段经文的时候，神又给我一个新的看见。
But this time when I read those Bible verses, God revealed me something new.
就是我发觉在众多的人，以色列全会众百姓在发怨言的过程当中，有几个人他们是不发怨言的。
I noticed that among the Israelites, most people complained, very few of them had not complained.
第一个就是摩西。
The first person was Moses.
其实摩西一开始也发怨言。
Well, in the beginning, Moses complained.
最开始神呼召他去的时候，不行不行，我哪能讲话，我已经不会说话。
So when he was first summoned by the Lord, he said, no, I don't know how to speak.
在过红海的面前，众百姓在那哀求发怨言的时候，摩西心里也在哀求的。
So before they went through the Red Sea, many Israelites were complaining. In Moses' heart, he was also praying.
但是这一次我发觉，哇，当那些人继续的发怨言，过红海过不去的时候，他们在那发怨言， 没水喝的时候他们在发怨言，没有饭吃的时候在发怨言，在原地一遇到困难他们就发怨言，在原地打转的时候，摩西却是一路的往上走。
So this time I discovered that, you know, when the Israelites were complaining, when they have no food, they were complaining they cannot cross the Red Sea, when they're complaining they don't have water, you know, they were running around in a circle, but Moses was actually climbing up.
摩西不仅从不发怨言到哀求神，心里哀求神，到开口呼求神，而且他的这种的榜样，不发怨言，经历神信心成长的榜样，在不断的影响他周围的人，虽然人数很少。
So Moses has transformed, he grew in spirit that, you know, from complaining to stop complaining and started to pray and meditate, you know, his life example actually has impact on a few people around him.
后来不仅是摩西，连亚伦跟他一起站在神这一边来宣告神的话语，用信心来宣告。
So not only Moses, in the end, his brother Aaron, you know, stood up with him. So they declare Lord's words, together.
不仅亚伦看到他这个信心的榜样，连下一代年轻一点的这个加勒和约书亚也看到摩西的榜样，在神的面前凭着信心来跟着神往前走。
So not only Aaron, but the next generation, Caleb and Joshua also saw this example. They follow Moses.
灵里面神就在提醒我，不管别人在讲什么样的话，即使是在那样一个众人都在讲不讨神喜悦的话的那个环境当中，我们人依然是可以靠着主的恩典，信心不断的成长。
So in spirit, I was reminded by God's word that even though in the environment that most people were complaining, we can continue to grow in spirit.
虽然是熟悉的话语，熟悉的经文，但是你灵里面总是有更多的看见，更多的得着。
Even though these are Bible verses, we are very familiar, but you know, in spirit,We can also be revealed with more truths, and we can grow in spirit.
所以真知道神哈，是靠着启示在灵里面的知道，要借着祷告，这是第三个哈。我们要借着祷告来真知道神。
So we have to know him better by prayer.
呀，这是保罗为什么在这里讲完了以后，三到十四节讲完以后，他就停下来，就开始专心的、迫切的为听到他话的人在那里祷告。
So that's why after Paul said a few sentences, he stopped there and started to pray.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives it generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to them.
神是后赐与众人且不斥责人的神，不管你以前有多少的软弱，你只要这一次再来到神的面前，带着信心向他求智慧、求启示、求圣灵在你心中的工作，他一定垂听，一定赐给你，一定帮助你，让你更多的、更深的去认识这位神。
Our God is a God who gives generally to all without finding fault, and it will be given to them. So no matter how many sin you committed, how many faults you have made, you know, as long as you're willing to look for His grace and revelation and wisdom, He will give you.
盼望我们的教会啊，在建造这个讨神喜悦的教会过程当中，让我们这一群人能够一起来真认识神。
So I hope, you know, when we build this church together, as a congregation, we can know Him better.
在我们彼此的互动、彼此的来往、一起的服侍的过程当中，这些事情都不是最重要的终点。最重要的终点，这些事情要把我们带入的，这些来往要把我们带入的，就是这里所讲的，要让我们怎么样，真知道他。
So through our interaction and serving God together, you know, it's not the most important things.But the most important thing is through this process that we can know Him better as a congregation.
让我们在这里啊，一起来建造一个我们大家能够一起真知道神的一群人，一个教会。
So let's build up a church that knows God better.
借着什么呢？我们一起来明白神的话语和启示。
By understand and obey God's words.
也接着彼此的带导，一起来真知道神。
And by pray for each other.
好不好？我们就用这个祷告，先为我们自己祷告。
Let's now pray through this Bible verse for ourselves first.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧的启示的灵给我。
So keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使我真知道他。
So that I may know him better.
先从为自己祷告开始，好不好？
So let's start praying for ourselves.
大家愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你这样祷告的时候，神一定会帮助你的。
If you pray like this, God will definitely help you.
神回应了保罗这个祷告，神也一定会回应我们今天凭着信心的这样的祷告。
God answered Paul, and God will surely answer us.
除了用这个祷告为我们自己祷告之外，也为你身边的弟兄姐妹、家人来代祷。
And not only you pray for yourself, but you pray for your family.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将他赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给他们，叫他们真知道神。
We ask the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, God will reveal them the wisdom and revelation.
最近在治疗阿兹海默症的领域，大概会有一个巨大的一个突破。
There could be a big breakthrough in searching for the solution for.
一种药叫 Leqembi 已经通过了三期的人体实验。
So a medicine called Leqembi already passed the third stage of a human test.
我们发觉吃这种药的早期的阿兹海默症的患者呢，可以减缓他的这个病症的这个发展，降低这个速率27%。
So they found that this early stage patient if take this medicine, twenty-seven percent of the symptom can be reduced.
七月六号下周了哈，七月六号 FDA 就要做一个决定了，要不要批准这个药，尽快上市。
So July 6th next week, FDA will make a decision whether to approve this medicine.
虽然这是只是减缓这个病症的延续哈，但是在这100多年来研究这个治疗阿兹海默症的这个领域当中，这是一个巨大的突破。
So even though this medicine cannot totally heal, but just decrease the progress of the disease, it's still it's a big breakthrough in 100 years.
这是这些病人和病人的家人的一个巨大的一个好消息。
So it's such a big news for the patient and their family.
那弟兄姐妹，我们在这里有一个比这更好的一个福音。
But brothers and sisters, we here have even better news.
在过去的2000年当中，教会属于神的教会，在一直向这个世界发布一个最好的福音。
So in the past 2000 years, churches has been sharing a very important gospel.
就是主耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，为赎世人的罪，3天以后从死里复活的这一个福音，这一个大好的消息。
So the gospel is about Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and 3 days after he rose again. That's the big news and the best news.
借着耶稣基督的十字架的福音，可以把人从黑暗、孤独、冷漠当中带出来，进入到爱子光明的国当中。
So through the Jesus crucifixion, that human being can be brought out from darkness, isolation to the light.
圣灵借着圣经这宝贵的话，不断的在医治人的心灵。
And the Spirit, Holy Spirit, continue to heal our hearts through the revelation.
那些凭着信心领受神的启示，接受圣灵的光照和引领的人，他们的心思意念里面的生命在不断的被更新，在变化。
And those who are willing to receive God's words and the Holy Spirit, their spirit has been renewed, nourished, and transformed.
在福音的大能当中，我们这些相信的人，我们的生命在不断的被恢复，不断的被重建，更加的像主耶稣基督那个荣美的生命的样式。
So through this whole process, you know, our life has been changed and transformed, and we will look more like Jesus Christ.
使我们越来越认识这位神，越来越能够像我们的主耶稣基督，越来越能够有这样的能力彰显神的荣耀。
So we can know him more, we will look more like Jesus Christ, and we can reveal God's glory.
教会是在整个神的救赎、医治和重整更新的工作当中的那个做工的地方。
So church is the center that all this transformation and the miracle perform.
带领人能够回到神的面前，能够得医治，而且走上这一个不断的更新变化的成圣的道路。
So churches can lead people to turn away from their sins, and so they can be healed and transformed, and receive the new life.
愿我们能够凭着信心，借着神的话，圣灵的工作，不断的领受神的这样一种救赎的恩典，也能够把这个恩典不断的介绍给别人。
So may we continue to receive this in faith, and we also can share this gospel with others so they can receive this blessing as well.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
So now let us bow our head and pray.
天上的父，谢谢你垂听保罗的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for listening to Paul's prayers.
把圣灵赐给我们。
To give us the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵把属天的启示、上帝的智慧多多的加给我们。
So through the Holy Spirit, you can give us more wisdom and the revelation.
使我们在耶稣基督里面得以重生。
So we can be reborn in Jesus Christ.
借着我们的相信，让你的恩典大能不断地释放在我们的生命当中。
So through our faith and your grace and power can be released in our life.
我们相信，我们也知道，你也必垂听我们众人发自内心的这样的祷告。
And we know and we also believe that you will listen to our prayers when we pray from our heart.
就是借着你圣经宝贵的话语，圣灵不间断的工作，让我们不断不断地更加的认识你。
So through the precious word from the Bible and the continuing work of the Holy Spirit, so we can know you better.
请你继续做工在我们每一个人的生命当中。
So please continue to work among us.
使我们更多的、更深的去认识你。
So we can know you better and deeper.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.